Praise be to God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Many years after the people of Israel were released from slavery and delivered into the promised land, they found themselves walking in darkness. The prophet Isaiah writes about this in the early parts of his book, and the portion that we read this morning comes immediately after that description. You see, they had been freed from exile and returning to Jerusalem, but their temple had been destroyed and their welcome rescinded by those who now resided in the land. Isaiah writes of a promise of a brighter future, but for now, all they see is darkness. And this darkness they call rejection. For they had rejected and turned away from God. Many years later, there were the Magi, the wise men, and they were also walking in darkness. Our gospel passage states that. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him." Walking in darkness, searching for a light. They were told that it would arrive one day, and that the star would point their way. But while they waited, they were walking in darkness. And it was a darkness that they called hopelessness. For how can one have hope if one does not personally know that He who gives that hope? Two different people, both walking in darkness, both seeking something that seems just out of reach, just beyond their grasp. They desire it. They yearn for it. But it seems that what they seek continues to escape them. They're left only with the feelings that drove them out in the first place, rejection and hopelessness. You see, the Old Testament and our gospel passage this morning may be separated by 1,000 years, but they are united in the sameness that we call the consequences of sin. For Israel, they covered themselves in this darkness. They invited it into their lives as they actively turned their back on God, actively rejected Him and His blessings. They had no need for Him, for they had their own identity. They had their name. It was a name that they claimed for themselves. They even had their own king, their own ruler, their own nation. They had no need for God any longer. And so they built for themselves an altar called pride. And upon that altar, they sacrificed their reliance on God, their rightful master, and their real, true king. And God took notice. God sent enemies to conquer His chosen people, but not to destroy them. He wanted them back. For the Magi, the separation was not intentional, but a consequence of their culture. For they had not been raised as God's chosen people, but as people not chosen, not selected by God. And how hopeless this understanding must be if these people knew that they were not a people favored by their Creator. How hopeless it must have seemed for them to think that God had no plan, maybe even no desire for them. And he placed them on this earth for no other reason than to bear witness to the mercy that he poured out to his favored people. Now it's interesting for us in this current age to look upon both of these groups from this outside perspective. See, on the one hand, we have a people favored by God, but who reject him. And on the other, we have a people who have never been counted among God's favored, but yet yearn for him. Two people, opposite situations, but similar outcomes. They're walking in darkness. Israel would turn back to God, repent, and seek his forgiveness. His mercy would be poured upon them. And they would be freed from this Babylonian exile. They would return to their homeland, but that darkness would seem not to be lifted just yet. Where was the light of their God? Had he abandoned them, even though they now sought him out? And the Magi, they had seen the star. They had followed it. Their hope was to gaze upon a newborn king. But they were not his chosen people. How would they be received? Would they be rejected? Turned away? Walking in darkness, seeking the light, and wondering if this light would even welcome them. Israel, the Magi, many more illustrations in Scripture, but I'd like to give you one more example, an illustration of this darkness. There was a man crucified, hanging on a cross. He had been beaten close to death. He had been ridiculed. He had been shamed. And on his shoulders was placed the sins of the world. And upon him was poured out the full wrath of God. He was walking in darkness, but it was a different darkness. For it was not his darkness to overcome. He had obediently entered into the darkness on the world's behalf. He had willingly invited that darkness to cover him. And this was a darkness far beyond anything Israel or the Magi had ever experienced. This darkness also had a name. Its name was redemption. It was darkness that was necessary. For out of that darkness would come a light that would destroy the darkness that covered Israel. And out of that darkness would come a light. And that light would destroy the darkness that covered the Magi. It would be a light that would not be overcome by any darkness. It would be a light that would destroy every darkness for all eternity. And it would be a light that would call us into it. I am the light of the world, it would teach. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is the light that the Magi were searching for. This is what they were following, looking for, desiring. They were being called by the very same God and they would lay eyes upon him. They would lay their hope their light of hope right there. They would see Him. It was their light of hope, their light of purpose. And it would be the light that called to them, beckoning them near. It would be a light that would later die, not just for Israel, but for the Magi as well. Come, follow me. That invitation would be an invitation for all mankind. That invitation was recorded by Isaiah long before the Magi and long before the birth of Jesus. But it's an invitation that would be extended also to the Magi. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you, and the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. This is what Isaiah wrote for his people, but its brightness also shone on the Magi. Your Lord has arisen. His glory is on display. Come, see His light. Worship Him. And this invitation is extended to us as well. What darkness are you walking in? What darkness are you being called out of? Will you heed His call? The light is shining. That light is calling to you. Will you walk into the light of Jesus Christ? Arise. Shine. For your light has come. It has come indeed. Please pray with me. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. Oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. In your name we pray. Amen.